The Oracle. I have read your cards today, you beautiful moonstruck moth. Stay away from the light. Later tonight, when you take that hit, ask yourself, why do I want it? Why be depressed all the time? You'll find there is no good reason and trip into the hotel hot tub. Stop drinking. Stop writing about your father. Forget the folding house is folding faster. Of course, every time you take a hit, it changes you. Next time you might not be as beautiful. Next time you might not come back. Be grateful with your life, for I have seen you die at the Flaming Lips concert. I have seen you come back again. I have seen you naked and noted your tattoo. I have not seen your cyst, but I have been your chiropractor, your gallbladder, your antihistamine, just so you can breathe. Focus now. Remember the house where you practiced your death, shadows of apple trees in the back, the folding house folding you, the place you practiced your life sleep. I have seen the band-aid on your pinky shredding zucchini in 2009. Be careful where you are now. You could be drinking beer at your computer. The paintings your baby made melting. You could be Elizabeth Bishop burning in a house. You could be ghost fish, and you are already dead at the Indigo Girls concert in 1995. Everyone thought you were a saint. Wear your hair in pigtails again, and they will cry at your feet. You die several times. Your solo car wreck. This time, you change, listening to the immunization officer. He will let you register as long as you only take one class. Often. There is life outside tetanus shots. Life outside the fold. Next time, you are drunk. And that helps. You are folding now. Close now. You are barely alive. You are just a dollar away from that Indigo Girls song so that you can remember the folding house, the balcony, life below you, the stories of you falling, headed out a window, your pinky infected at 9:49 p.m. This is 2009. You haven't asked to see the future. You remember it. Fugitive, hammer, nail, just another hit. They won't stop coming and crying.